At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello and welcome to Winning for Life Show, an incredible opportunity to enhance your quality of life. Every week, Wolfgang Sonnenberg and his guests present insights, inspiration, universal core principles, the know-how and do-how to live on a higher frequency, different timelines, and more. We can all co-create an extraordinary future. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome to another episode of Winning for Life, Be Winspired. And it might be the last one here for me on UK Health Radio. So a special welcome and a special thank you session. Today, I want to reflect with you about what I call the direct pass. You know, life is so much simpler. But we are trained always to have somewhere the middleman or having someone to discuss what kind of problems we have, what we should do. And we are not really focused on the real wished outcome. So make it very simple. Direct pass. Most of us somehow are grown up with the institution in religion where the church is. So what is the church for? Well, I grew up in Germany, so in the so-called Christian world. And for centuries, it was so important that there was a church. And the Pope, whoever running the institution, said, I'm the boss on planet Earth. I'm the one who has a connection to God. So we needed to be every Sunday or whatever in church, an hour, and connect somehow with the guidance to God. So why do we need the middleman? And if you go then in what you call middle age, and for hundreds of years, the church was an institution to collecting money, selling the super idea, if you pay me, then your soul comes to heaven. You can do whatever you want, but if you pay, then you come to heaven, but only through the church. And the interesting thing is, the religion says, like Jesus, through me you come to God. So not through the Pope, not through the church. Is the church totally obsolete? No, maybe not. It's very good if you have more experienced, let's call it teachers, experts, people who walked already this, have the experience and can share the experience that you can do whatever you want to accomplish faster and better. It's the same thing for me, like, do we need to go in a gym? Do we need a personal trainer? Theoretically not. If you grow up and live from your inside out, the nature, you can work out with your body weight in the living room, wherever, in the garden. You don't need a gym. Everything is there in nature. But I learned, because I ignored a lot of things and didn't learn it right, and school programmed me totally wrong, what was sports, that if I myself go in a gym, I easily make wrong moves and hurt myself. So therefore, it's very good to have an experienced personal trainer. But how to choose the right trainer? How you choose the right doc? How you choose the right lawyer? This is something what we never learned. We are just looking for titles. And most people go in a gym because it's close by, take a tax advisor because it's in the neighborhood, or a friend recommended. Like in my book, Millionaire Spirit, I said, most people ask others about financial advice who are also living on loans and small money. And I suggest is looking for the 20-80 rule. And, you know, if you have the 20-80 rule, 80% of all professions are average or below. 80% of all the investment funds on planet Earth are average and below, not beating the market. And if you then just look at the costs they charge you, the so-called advisors, investment funds, then the reality is 96% are average or far below the market. So 96% of all the investment funds are not beating the market. That's why it's so much easier just follow ducks or Dow Jones or whatever on the long run. Very few are beating the market. So you should always look to the 4%er if you want to have things done for you. But coming back to simply the religion, what do you need? You need someone who trains you to have the direct connection. Why you want a middleman between you and God? Besides all the topic that we might have already, the same quality like God, and God said, I made you like me. So why do we need a middleman? And now here comes my personal truth and view all over now, over 70 years. They want that you believe in the middleman, that you don't realize your power. Because if you really connected with God directly, why you want the middleman then? Then you take them the power away. They can't control you. They can't steal the money. And it's the same with politicians. They don't want really a democracy and creating a school system to really train the people to be, say, intelligent enough, strong enough to make the right decisions. Learn to ask the right questions. Because then they can't steal from the people anymore. So, simple, you can say, the system wants the slaves that a few can misuse them. A few bishops or whatever, I can see it from a German perspective. The Catholic Church, for example, is extremely wealthy. They're collecting taxes and so-called church tax for the churches. And the bishop is paid from the government with normal income tax. Really crazy. And the Catholic Church is worth billions. And every year they need to have money invested, $1 billion in real estates and everything. But every Sunday, they ask the poor people, the poor pensioners, to donate money. And you never, I can't see, at least in Germany, that the church is really arguing that the government should increase the quality of life from the poor people, from the pensioners. We have in Germany now up to 5 million kids living in poverty and close. A lot of people can't read and write anymore. It's a disaster. That's why we're thinking we need to get a lot of immigrants to get the business world running. So it is so crazy that the governments and the bosses in the church not really working on strengthening the people. Everybody create a different with a school and education system. And that's why I agreed also and be very happy to be a part, or maybe was a part of UK Health Radio, because Johann Ilgen Fritz, once when he had his challenges, realized, ooh, why do I have middlemen for health and they are not teaching me everything? The so-called health industry is also the pharmaceutical industry, mainly the middleman industry to sell a lot of drugs. We saw it in the pandemic and the COVID that not the governments really investing a lot in educating people how to strengthen your immune system. No, it was a different business idea. And I see it now in Europe more and more that it's about misusing the people. But it's a normal thing what happens. But we as the people need to wake up, because we have the chance to cut through the crap and don't need the middleman and connect with God. Connect directly with our higher self to figure out what is the best for me, for my health, for my authentic self. So when we talked also about democracy, it's about direct democracy. But we don't have it yet. And the system, the politicians, doesn't want that. They're so afraid. And what happens in the Western world? You can go to America, you can be in the UK, you can see it in France, you see it in Germany. The old business model is not working for the people anymore. It is only working for a few. I don't envy that their people are extremely rich. Wonderful. But if that is a win-lose game and that the majority of people lose out, this, first of all, I don't like. And second, it's not healthy. It's the same with my body. If I misuse my cells too much, it's just a question how long I can be proud. And then kills me earlier. And always when the government, the politicians, not can adjust to the changing situations in the world, and that the old business models is not, and the old style is not working anymore, then the wealth for the people is not there. The country is losing wealth, and we go more and more in depth in debt in the Western world. And if you're a private person and always living from loans, it's just a question of time. And you lost it, how to create something, if you just borrow money, and you're not capable then to pay back. So when they see it in America, millions of people are poor. In the UK, millions of people are poor. In Europe, millions of people are poor. So what happened then? Two things. First of all, you see more violence on the street. Some people need to steal, and some people need to rebel because nobody is taking care of them, really. And then the next thing is, if the old classical middle class democratic parties, which worked well after the Second World War, not really helping the people anymore, they helping all mainly themselves and try to keep up the old system. When that is not working, you see everywhere right wing is starting, not because of that people got us, oh, we have a better idea, we want to have the right-wing party. No, it is just because they feel nobody is taking care of me. And then for sure, they join organizations or start to love organizations who claim, we will take care of you because the others are not doing it. And it's so understandable. If you not have enough to eat, if you don't know how to raise your kid, how you get an education for your kid, if you're afraid about the future, and someone is promising you, we will take care, then it's somehow healthy to go, at least for the moment. We don't never know what they're doing on the long run. I saw it in, not personally, but from the history, I saw it in Germany when World War I was there, and Germany was so strangled, and the government then couldn't really create good living for the German population, then it was easy that the Nazis or Hitler could get in a democratic voting election, the obligation to rule the country. And then they've logically are fighting directly all the others. And I see it at the moment in Europe, how everybody is now fighting the right wing. And it's just the political parties are protecting their possibility to steal the money and keep their power, and has nothing to do really helping the people to have a better life. That would be the easiest. But helping people today have a better life, the bosses, the politicians in their bubble need to change themselves. And it's, the tricky thing is, they could have more power, they could have even more wealth if they would be capable to really take care, take the responsibility and take care of the population, that they all can live in a better situation. And we saw it in China when we in the Western world say, oh, what a dogmatic and dictatorship system it is. But a lot of people loved it because finally they brought millions of people out of poorness. And they, for the first time, could live in a different way. So, and then we discussed a lot which system is better, this Chinese or Western world system. It is not this or that. It is what you create. And if you just go with the Maslow pyramid, it's just like, okay, if the personal needs, food, shelter, and everything is not met, then people die or make a revolution. That's the normal thing. And just if they have enough, then they start to look for self-actualization and then even for higher purpose. So, and then even also in the Chinese world, in a dictatorship, you come to the problem that people who loved you for a while then suddenly feel how their freedom is limited when they want to expand and grow more. We saw it in China with Alibaba boss Mark. Then suddenly he stressed the government too much and he needed to be quiet and he was for a while not seen. That is all normal what happens. But we need to be aware that what is happening there, and we need to be aware what does it make of me? How do I react to it? I'm aware of what happening is happening to me, or I just adjust and not really understanding what's happening. I just feel the pain. I just feel the need. I take another job and another job. Some people have third jobs, or I just go on welfare. I give up because I'm a victim. And being a victim, like we had in the last century, I'm a creature or the creator. This is an inner game. And we will talk about this a little bit more after the break.
Radio. the station that makes you feel good.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
The inner game. And here we come back to what I call the direct pass. First of all, direct pass for me is also the understanding, the fundamental understanding, I am not my body. I am not my emotions. I am not my thoughts. So if I'm not my body, I am not my brain, because it's part of the body. I am not my body. I'm not the chemicals in my body. So I am not my emotions. I'm not my body. I'm not my brain. So I'm not my thoughts. But who is dominating, or what is dominating my life? Most emotions. For most people, it's emotions. And if it feels stressy, we do something that we don't feel the stress. And if you can't escape, we need to compensate. If it's liquor, if it's whatever addiction we create. But we are not escaping this. We are not understanding that we are something else, and we need to really get, we are the spiritual beings, we are consciousness. So direct pass is really also, like I always say, cut through the crap. So cut through the thoughts, cut through the emotions. Who am I? I am-ness. If you say I am, I guess you never will say, I am my thought. I am my knee. I am my sadness. If you really connect with the I am-ness, direct pass. So if you constantly will be aware about your I am-ness, and the spiritual being you are, or that you feel the God in you. Like Bob Proctor always said, don't ask God doing something for you. That's what the victim is doing. Please do this for me, because I can't. And it is not working. Because God says, I can do it only through you and with you. And we put too much God out of ourselves. The Messiah needs to come and do something for me. Instead of being aligned, like Jesus said, the Father and I, we are one. Even if the big consciousness is more than my limited consciousness. But we are one. I am part of it. So direct pass means directly connected. Be in it. And if you're directly connected to the higher power, if you call it God or source or whatever, your authentic self, or whatever you want, if you're really connected to this and feel, that's me, there is my I am-ness, then you can't get lost on the 3D level. Then if you directly connected to God, you can talk with someone from the church and say, hey, how we can do the connection better, how we all connected people can do something better on the 3D level. But I don't need you to be connected to God. And you're very, very aware if this one is really holding you back and try to frame you, try to make you small, that they need you. But that's the business model where we often feel. If it's the doctors, we have a so-called medicine system that you always need to come again if you think we're making money. I'm part of the coaching industry, mentoring or the consulting industry, and direct paths for me means also with my clients, I want to solve the problem as fast as possible. I don't want to create something that you need me. That doesn't mean, and I have clients that work over years, but we go to the next level. We go together on the next level. We go to the next level. It's not that we are dependent or I make someone dependent. No, I make someone independent on this level. Can I grow with you? Then I can support you, also be faster on the next level. So the personal trainer is there to make it better and faster, not because you need them. You don't want to start needing it. But that is the business model of a gym. Sign a membership. And they teach you something that you always need to come back again. And see, most people go in a gym, ask what is cheaper and for a year. They come with the car, go with the elevator upstairs, and then they go on a running belt or on a bike, often watching TV or reading something. And then they go on the elevator back in the car and drive somewhere. It is so crazy to drive with a car and the elevator to sit on a stationary bike. You don't need to pay for this stupid thing. You can buy a bike and go on the bike and do it. So we are so framed and programmed that we do things supporting a business model. And the gym wants to sign up a lot of people, but don't want them really to come. The best is they pay and not coming. So get really, really clear. Get free of all the bullshit and all the programming. And that's why I always say, cut through the crap, whatever it is. What is the real wished outcome? What is it what you really want? Do I go in the gym that I don't feel guilty, that I have a feeling I did something? Or what is the goal? To be as fast as possible, fit, flexible, stronger? What is it what you want there? Are you totally clear what you want there? In any meeting, are you totally clear what is the purpose of the meeting? And can we cut through all the crap and really work on the real wished outcome? A lot of business meetings are just business meetings. A lot of, when I see it in Germany, you know, there was an election, all the discussion between the parties is who gets the job, that we get the votes and everything. And the most stupid people for the job get the job because they're somehow then not interfering. The goal has it to do something. What is the best for the people? Nothing, nothing is about this. Nothing is about that. It is so crazy, so crazy. But that's why I'm talking here. The people, we the people need to wake up and see it, articulate it, because we are voting for those crazy guys because we don't want it. We choose the doctors. It's our choice what we learn. So, sorry when I said this here. If you listen to this, you listen to UK Health Radio, and that is a super good decision because this platform was made that you have a direct pass two different informations, two direct paths to different knower, direct paths to specialists who see the world way, not just school educated things. It took me a long time to realize that all in the world, so-called doctors studied medicine. They didn't study health, but I didn't get it. And so with the direct path thinking and decision to live this very direct in every relationship and everything, and the relationship to myself, because my brain is tricking me, my emotions are tricking me, because I am not my thoughts, I am not my emotions. So I always need whatever I feel, whatever I think, cut through it. What is it? What do I really want? And you know, inspiration comes from the inside. An insight is something in what you see inside. It's not the outside, it's the inside. So we need to learn not to focus so much on the outside, on the inside. So cut through all what is facades and cut through what is my true inside. There comes the inspiration. And like we always said, life only exists when it comes from the inside. Think about it. Classical thing is the egg. If you open the egg from the outside, kill it. The egg needs to be opened from the inside. Then the animal can live. Caterpillar to butterfly, if you want to open the cocoon from the outside to help the butterfly, you kill the butterfly. It will never really fly. It needs to be opened from the inside. But look at all the business models, even coaching, the selling program. Everything is from the outside. If you don't do this, and I believe the opposite is strengthen, give people the permission to live their true self, then they can open from the inside, because nature did it for millions of years. We don't need to teach them everything. But we slaved, or we'll say bonsaied the kids that they don't believe it anymore. It is like the old story, the young elephant gets a chain that he can't run away. And the big elephant has just a little toe and just a little rope to hold him. And he has a program, he can't run away. And the program only works as long as everything is normal. If there would be a fire and the elephant gets fear, he's running away and the rope is not holding him. And that is cut through the cap, cut through the rope. Alexander the Great, there was a big knot and nobody could really open it. So yes, he took his sword and cut through. Sometimes it's necessary to cut through. And sometimes it's painful. And sometimes if you have an apple and there is a something bad or already and getting an area getting brown and so you don't want to eat it, you need to cut it out. Otherwise, just the whole apple is gone. But you need to beware, if you cut it out, you will cut out often also something of the good part of the apple. But it needs to be done. And you need to be courageous to do it. You have how many minutes left? How many days left? You don't know how much time here on planet Earth is left for you. If you're not letting your light shine, if you're not cutting through the crap, if you live other people's life, if you make yourself too small, if you play the slave, if you play the victim, it is every second a kind of suicide. You're not living your true, authentic self. Nobody knows really what will happen when we die, when we pass. Yeah, so it's a nice word, passing to the other side. But what is there? If there's the other side or not, we don't know yet. We can have beliefs and we can be quite sure, but we don't know it really. We can't share the experience yet. And even the so-called near-death experience people, they said something what they experienced, but is it really true? Or what is it, was a chemical reaction or whatever? We don't know. At least I don't want to do it. And even those who say, I have a reincarnation because I now suddenly speak the language or know something what I couldn't know. Well, who knows? If you connected with the conscious field, you can get a lot of things. Telepathic information is possible. To not expect I can waste this life because there will come another one. First of all, I don't believe if you create the victim mentality here, that when you pass over wherever, then everything is fine. I believe you take the victim mentality with you. If you can control yourself here, your thoughts, your emotions as best, and have the understanding, I am the spiritual being. I am the driver, not the car. And I have to work especially on the driver, not on the car. Because if I one day leave my body, if I leave my car, it doesn't matter how good the car is. It's so much more important how the driver is. And that's, now you're coming over, what is helping me today is thinking, if I believe there is a soul going on, and I would maybe sit again or come home on to cloud seven where all my soul friends are. And you know, there's like these soul friends where I was sitting before I incarnated. And I just in the talk there on cloud 27 said, hey guys, I think I go down to experience this and that. I go down to do this and that. So I went down and incarnated. First of all, my biggest fear today is not have done the experience and that what I wanted to do. So when I come back, they say, oh, Wolfgang went down and wasted the time because of nothing of what he wanted. He did. But the real help is if I try to feel, and if I, in a situation I don't really like, I feel awful, I go on drama, I focus on bad situations, bad outcome, or whatever, fantasizing how bad everything is. Fantasizing too much about my car and not about the driver. Fantasizing too much about what other people think about my car. Then I ask myself, now feeling the drama, being sad, was that what I wanted to experience when I said I incarnate? Did I incarnate to feel the slavery feeling? Did I incarnate to feel all the time as the victim, sad, helpless? And most time for me, and most people I ask, I says, no. That was not where, because I incarnated. I ask you, and I recommend, reflect at least once a week, maybe every day best. What is it what I really want to experience? Do I feel limitations or do I feel I'm living up to my potential? From this, I am that person who wants to experience that. Live your day.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
You know, my last episode here for a while, I will make a pause on UK Health Radio. Maybe never come back to as a presenter, maybe come back in a year. But with the question, why did I incarnate? I recently needed to ask myself, is that at the moment in my best interest, in your best interest, that I stay with the weekly episodes like I do today? And the answer is no. I have to do and experience something else. Maybe it's not the best I can support you and others. I can do it better in podcast way of connecting and being more in a community. So I'm more with my now 73 years on a different path, and more and more direct path. And what is missing here for me is the direct connection to you. So I'm just speaking and have no connection to you, really. I don't have the real feedback from you. So I don't know if it's really supporting you. So I need to find a better way for connection. Direct path is what I really, really want for you to live more. That we every day can ask yourself, what can I do to be more direct connected with my authentic self? Every day. This moment, what can we do now to create a better outcome for myself, for all the others, for me, my family, and the society, or the planet? And therefore, we need to get rid of a lot of old programming. And therefore, I want to give you kind of meditation, which I took out of the book Direct Path. There's even a book, Direct Path, and that is really, really helpful, written by Andrew Harvey. I really can recommend it, but it's direct, tough stuff. But if you're interested in the Direct Path, Rupert Spira is doing meditations, Direct Path. You don't need a long of meditation, just go direct there. But in the book from Andrew Harvey, there's a lot of simple practice that helps you to be direct. And one, the first one is just simply sit down, calm down, and just focus on your breath. Inhaling, exhaling. This just helps you to calm down, a lot of stress. Oh, if you have stress, stop a minute and focus on breath. You come always in the here and now if you focus on your breath. If you can do this for a minute, be with yourself, then do the next thing. And that helps really more for being directed, connected directly. And that is, you breathe in all the beauty of life, all bliss, happiness, and the abundance and the power of God. Everything, what is for you good? Is it light or whatever you see and feel? Everything, the beauty, unlimitations, every possibilities, and you feel the freedom and the abundance. Inhale it. And when you exhale, take all the bad stuff out, the sadness, the sorrow, the tension, and for sure, all the limitations, all the sub-personalities you created, all the wows, I'm not allowed to do this and all this. Get all limitations out. Not thinking, just inhaling all the good stuff. Sometimes I see colors, gold, whatever works for you, but all the abundance, everything, what is there for me, and get rid of all the dark stuff, the dirt, the gray, the black, or whatever it is for you, for sure, all the limitations. And if you do this, your life will change. Your life, the programming will change, and you open up for the unlimited possibilities here. Be directly connected with your Godness inside of you. See you somewhere on planet Earth again. Listen to it and be inspired. Enjoy life and be sure the best is yet to come. Thank you.
You've just heard a glimpse of what Wolfgang Sonnenberg has to share. Dive deeper into his teachings by following this show, subscribing to his YouTube channel, or visiting wolfgangsonnenberg.com. Connect with us, tell us about your life goals, and start exploring how the universe is here to support you 100%. We can't wait to share more Winning for Life insights with you. Until then, stay connected, stay inspired.